The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
To look ahead at the weekend sport, Colin Buick from Off the Ball is with me. I presume you were watching Liverpool in action last night, were you?
Yeah, well, they demolished Tottenham Hotspur, didn't they, in the Carabao Cup semi-final. Second leg, they went in 1-0 down Liverpool, but Spurs did not have a single shot on target. Poor old Ange Postecoglou. Now they have an injury list that's incredibly lengthy, whereas Liverpool were only without Trent Alexander-Arnold. Son hit the bar when they were 3-0 down on the night. If he had scored that, it would have gone to 3-2 on aggregate. But Liverpool were far superior. Quevin Kelleher was in goal. Conor Bradley played and set up Dominic Szoboszlai for his goal.
Okay. Anyway, we have a confusion of cup matches at the moment, don't we? Now we're almost finished with the League Cup because...
Yeah.
That goes to the final now.
Yeah, so it'll be Liverpool against Newcastle United in the final. And now the FA Cup is back tonight. The FA Cup fourth round at Old Trafford. It's the Ruud van Nistelrooy derby, Manchester United against Leicester City. When Van Nistelrooy was in charge of United for those four games, twice he played Leicester, twice he won. And they gave him the full-time job after letting Steve Cooper go. It's been a very tough time for Leicester recently. For Van Nistelrooy, and we all know the problems that Ruben Amorim is having at Manchester United since we spoke last. Of course, yeah, Marcus Rashford is gone.
Indeed, and last Sunday was disgraceful. Really.
Yeah, and disgraceful and also kind of predictable when Crystal Palace went to Old Trafford and won 2-0. That kind of happens in United. The statistics are remarkable, Pat. Only Wolves have lost more home games in the Premier League since the start of last season than Manchester United. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Now Ruben Amorim is kind of being seen as the man for the future. Give him time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fans are getting impatient.
I kind of half-jokingly asked on Off the Ball Breakfast this week, did Eric Ten Hag overachieve with this lad, considering he won the FA Cup last May? You have to give him time, don't you? I mean, like, this guy is a remarkably talented young coach. We saw that at Sporting. And I think it's more the club is the issue rather than the man in charge. He's trying his best to fix a mess that he's inherited. But, Pat, you are right. He is going about it in a haphazard way where they're losing more than they're winning. Simple as.
I mean, when you're chopping and changing all the time, your team doesn't get settled.
No, and I just don't think he has the belief in the team, you know, because he is changing it constantly. There are very few constants. Look at even the goalkeeping situation. He changes that regularly. He really only likes Bruno Fernandes will be in the team a lot. He's the outstanding player for United in the last 5 years, despite what you might think of him. Yeah, he changes a lot. He's unhappy with United. And I don't blame him. Do you blame him?
No, yeah. Not at all. Anyway, let's move on to a changing team. The starting 15 for Ireland slightly changed with one very surprising addition.
Peter Omani is in at blindside flanker. Very, very surprising. I was joking, would he play against Scotland? Because he's been so central to the tension, the growing animosity between these two countries in the last few years. Remember Scotland before the World Cup in 2023 spoke about their chance of beating Ireland. Ireland hammered them. And then afterwards, Peter Omani said, but they're not so loud now, are they? So Peter Omani...
Maybe he's there deliberately.
I think so. I was joking before the team was named this morning. But he's in. He didn't play at all against England. He wasn't even on the bench. He was the captain last year, of course, when Ireland won the Six Nations again. But he's straight back into the starting 15. And the other change, which is very interesting, is Robbie Henshaw is in at outside centre to play alongside Bundy Aki, with Gary Ringrose going to the bench, which is somewhat surprising.
Okay, now at hooker?
At hooker, we have Ronan Keller, who's continuing at number two with Dan Sheehan.
And you couldn't fault him, really.
You can't. I mean, Sheehan was explosive when he came on. He's probably the best hooker in the world. But Ronan Keller did nothing wrong, Pat, and they won that game against England. Mm. And the same at out half. Sam Prendergast continues with the number 10 jersey. Yeah. Jack
and, of
Rowley,
course,
22.
When the two come on, as they will, 60 minutes
plus. But that's
plus.
The thing. It's the bench is so incredibly strong from 16 right through to 23, it's an unbelievably strong bench. And you'd fear for Scotland, who have an awful record against Ireland, Pat. They're 0 from 10.
So you're predicting a continuation of
that. I think Scotland might score a try or two and they might go ahead even in this game, but I would have full belief in Ireland to win this game on Sunday afternoon at Murrayfield.
Now, I suppose the other big one, England and France, that'll tell us a lot.
It will, and England have made this curious selection where Marcus Smith, who played out half in Dublin last weekend, is moving to fullback. He's playing 15. The other Smith, Finn, no relation, is playing at 10. And they play against this French side who were just absolutely phenomenal. They demolished Wales in the opening Six Nations game last Friday night. Wales got nil from that game, quite literally nil.
Now, they'll hope to do better against Italy, I presume Wales will. Now, Italy put up a spirited performance, being way behind to level the match and then go on to defeat.
Exactly, that's it. They got back against Scotland. They got back to 19-all against Scotland last week. And like you say, it was Hugh Jones, really masterclass at outside centre, scored a hat-trick. But Italy are better than Wales, Pat. They should win this game, and it's in Rome.
Yeah. All right. Let's finally mention GAA and the passing of Paddy Cullen, I suppose, is the big headline before we talk about fixtures.
Yeah, part of Heffel's army. It's amazing, really, isn't it, that like so many iconic moments involving him, with the famous penalty save as well that kind of started that dynasty, and the goal he conceded when the ball was passed back to the Kerry teammate. And it's funny, in GAA you remember the moments and not the scorelines, and he kind of encapsulates that. And of course, managed Dublin in the 1992 All-Ireland final they lost. And that was the end of it.
And ran a very fine pub in Bulls Bridge.
Absolutely, he did, yeah. Exactly.
All right, thank you. Any GAA action that we should note of?
Yeah,
take
there's
note
one
of?
Football game, Kerry against Donegal in Killarney tomorrow, 2:30 throw-in. That was a deferred game, and there's plenty of hurling as well, including Limerick against Tipperary on Sunday, and Galway against Clare, and Wexford against Kilkenny tomorrow.
Colin Buick, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.